Hey everybody, I'm Scott. It's fundraising time again at antiwar.com. We need your help, and here's how you can help. Stop by antiwar.com/donate or call Angela Keaton, our development director, at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095, or you can shoot her an email over to akeaton@antiwar.com.
Thank you very much for your support.
All right, y'all, it's Anti-War Radio. Welcome back to the show.
Alone, and we are with you. Then the government pulled the plug. Cell phone service was cut off, TV satellite signals were jammed, and internet access was blocked for nearly the entire country.
So this is America.
The government
this
did
is
not
America.
Want the
Who are
people
you?
To communicate with each other, and it did it's not want the press to communicate with the public.
Audio there from CNN footage of Ray McGovern being grabbed and hauled out of a speech by Hillary Clinton, apparently a speech about what a friend the United States is of liberty around the world. Welcome back to the show, Ray. How are you doing, man?
Well, I'm okay. I'm really, you know, I've read her speech now in detail, and I'm so glad to see that the United States is a friend of protesters seeking basic freedoms. In cases like Egypt and Iran, she said, quote, people protested. They stood and marched and chanted, and the authorities tracked and blocked and arrested them. Bad Egyptians, bad Iranians. Two paragraphs later, Iran, quote, Iran is awful because it is a government that routinely violates the rights of its people, end quote. Hello, Hillary, you watched me being attacked and dragged out of your lecture without batting an eyelash, without missing a sentence, and four paragraphs later, you're talking about how I've never seen a Secretary of State that called people awful anymore, or countries awful. But here she is. Iran is awful because it is a government that routinely violates the rights of its people. You know, I don't know what planet she comes from, but how she can watch what happened to me completely unprovoked. I was standing there silently. Sure, I had my back to her, but I needed to indicate that now, what she stands for, and the fact that there hasn't been a war that she hasn't thought was a truly terrific idea, that's not what Veterans for Peace know. You might learn a lot up at Yale Law School, but you don't know anything about war. She didn't. Her husband doesn't. All those people are running these things don't know what war is dimly like. And that's why somebody needs to dissociate themselves with this blather. And say, well, look, you know, let her know, and anybody else who'd care to look, that not everybody agrees. As a matter of fact, some of us vehemently disagree.
Well, Ray, I'm looking at justiceonline.org and the pictures of your arms here. Who are these men who laid their hands on you?
That really remains to be seen. Now, luckily, some of them were captured in some of the footage. So we have the big, burly, I guess, 250-pounder. He was the one that really grabbed me and pretty much lifted me.
Did they punch you, or they just held your arms that tight to cause those bruises, or what happened to you?
Well, they got me outside where nobody was looking. They put two sets of handcuffs on me, these steel things. They were digging into my wrists, and the whole back of my pants were soiled with blood, my blood. And I have bruises all over my arms and in other parts that I can't show anybody. You know, it was really incredible violence. I haven't been experienced that kind of thing since the basic training in the U.S. Army.
So, so I see in the pictures the bruises on your arm. That's, you know, their hands on you and their handcuffs on you cause that?
And yeah.
Can you be more specific, the places on your body that you can't show in the pictures where you're hurt?
Yeah, my upper left leg there, near the groin area, is really, really bruised and, what else you'd call it, badly bruised. I don't know how that happened. I do know that one thing I objected to strenuously was a female officer of the George Washington Police feeling me up, where four other men officers are standing around, and I objected, and she went right ahead. So I guess you know, people can do what they want to do as long as they have some sort of uniform on, or in the case of the fellow that really lifted me over, the four women sitting to my left, if you don't have a uniform on, but somebody tells you to do it, and that's what we're trying to find out, of course, who is this guy, and who told him to do this?
Well, and Hillary Clinton, who didn't object whatsoever, she just sat there and watched approvingly, apparently. Has she had anything to say about this incident?
Not that I know of. I mean, she didn't miss a beat, as you can see from the lecture. ironically...
Off with his head.
Yeah, well, as I was leaving, she was on the sentence that said the government in Egypt, they didn't want people to communicate with each other. They didn't want the press to communicate with the public. And it certainly did not want the world to watch, end quote. Well, Madam Secretary, it's ironic that you should be talking about the Internet, because a lot of the world now is watching what your goons did to me, and whether you want the world to watch or not, the cat is out of the bag. The wounds are there. I had to go to the hospital to get the wrists x-rayed. You know, the whole business is right out there, and the notion that they're accusing me of disorderly conduct, well, there was disorderly conduct, I admit that, but I was not responsible for it.
And again, all you say you did was you stood up and turned around with your back to the Secretary of State.
Yeah, when she came in, everybody stood up and welcomed her very warmly, and I applauded as well, just out of courtesy. But then I thought better of it, and I said, well, I'm not going to sit down. I had my Veterans for Peace shirt on, and I just turned my back and stood looking toward the back, in sort of like a tunnel vision sort of thing, just to focus myself and to be as much peace as I could be under the circumstances. And wow, blindsided. You know, that's the definition of the word for what happened to me. These guys descended without any warning. And there are lots of people there that can testify to what happened. So I don't relish. I don't like to be in court, but I would be really interested to see them try to make it out to be that I was responsible for disorderly conduct. I was standing there silently, not saying a word. I have to hand this to old Hillary. She's a pro at this stuff. You could see her looking to her right, addressing those people, and then she looks to her extreme left to address those people. She wanted to look at me, who was in the middle on the right. So she handled it really well for her purposes, but the whole world knows now that she was preaching, nonviolence and seeking basic freedoms and criticizing the Egyptians for authorities blocking and arresting them. You know, the height of irony and the height of hypocrisy.
Well, it's so ridiculous. Only Americans believe it.
Well, it won't be lost on at least people who are thinking, and that's what we're trying to do. I think we're all in the same business, trying to jolt people out of their complacence, out of their acquiescence in this kind of activity. And I'm very encouraged to see that there's an awful lot of support for the whole notion of what I did on the web, but nothing at all yet in the what I call the phoning corporate media. So the people, you know, unless it's on Fox News, people will be totally oblivious to this, save if they listen to antiwar.com or some of the other more progressive things.
Well, you know how it is. Now that you're not a federal government employee anymore and you're just one of us, you don't have any rights that they're bound to respect. I think, you know, it's just as possible that they could have just, you know, renditioned you off to the North Pole and we'd have never seen you again. Why not? What's stopping them at this point?
Well, not much. You know, people say, well, that's illegal what they did. And I say, well, you know, yeah, that's right. But there hasn't been an awful lot of attention to legality over the last decade. And, you know, that's really the problem. If we are a country that is subject to the rule of law, and we allow presidents and their executive officers, right down to the Secretary of State and her goons, we let them act outside the law as though they never heard of the Bill of Rights, they're in trouble deep.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. All right, well, I appreciate your time, as always, on this show, Ray. In fact, I'd like to have you back maybe early next week, talk about some Middle Eastern things, if that's all right with you.
Hey, thanks.
All right, everybody. That's Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, writes for all over the place, including antiwar.com.